At Cordova Bay Golf Course, the fairways are greening, the greens are rolling and members are eager to return to regular routines. For longtime Superintendent Dean Piller, this time of year reminds him why he has spent decades tending to the land. When I was a young superintendent, I thought my primary task was to make sure the course was pristine, with great greens and luscious fairways, Piller said. Now, I know that I am responsible for an entire ecosystem. Piller has been with Cordova Bay since 1991, overseeing the evolution of the 18-hole championship course and the 9-hole ridge course. The property spans 180 acres, 60 of which are dedicated to a thick forest that separates the back and front nines. Under his stewardship, the facility has developed into more than just a golfing destination. It has become a model of sustainability and environmental responsibility. Cordova Bay is a certified Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary, a designation that reflects its commitment to environmental stewardship. The course operates with a range of sustainable initiatives, including 3 vegetable gardens that supply the restaurant with fresh produce, a growing fleet of solar-powered electric mowers, and a strict reduction in chemical use. By avoiding insecticides, the course has become a haven for wildlife, with 102 documented species, from otters to osprey, calling the course home. I still wake up every single morning excited to go to work, Piller said. Golf is the only thing I've known. I started working at a golf course in grade 9, and I haven't looked back since. Cordova Bay is one of 4 courses in Greater Victoria to earn this designation, joining Victoria Golf Club, Highland Pacific and Uplands Golf Club. One of Cordova Bay's more unique features is the towering wall of bamboo, which Piller planted in 1990 to serve as a natural separation between the 18th green and 10th tee. What began as a landscaping decision took on an unexpected role in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. It was in the middle of an international crisis, and golf was on pause, but our course was able to stand tall, Piller said. The Calgary Zoo reached out to us because they weren't able to source bamboo for their pandas, and we were the next best option. Tony Trozzo, Saanich News. While few may know the story of how Cordova Bay played a part in keeping Calgary pandas thriving, it is just another example of the course's unique relationship with nature. The course's commitment to sustainability extends to its ponds, where roughly 500 rainbow trout are introduced each season to attract eagles. Each year, the course welcomes 2 to 3 new eaglets. Before it was transformed into a golf course in the early 1990s, the land was covered in cauliflower and daffodil fields. Today, Cordova Bay continues that agricultural tradition in a new way with 3 gardens tended by a horticulture team. These gardens produce potatoes, kale, carrots, and beets, all used in dishes at Bill Mattock's restaurant. Tony Trozzo, Saanich News. This truly is fairway to table, Piller said. It's something we are so proud of. Nothing beats fresh, and the fact we get to grow it right on our course means so much. Beyond the gardens, flowers grown on site are used to create bouquets that are sold at the pro shop in the summer, with all proceeds donated to local causes. With a staff of 28 to 30 during peak season and 18 employees through the winter months, Cordova Bay has built a close-knit team, many of whom have been there since the beginning. Through Piller's expertise and the course's commitment to sustainability, Cordova Bay continues to be more than just a place to play golf. It is a thriving ecosystem, a sanctuary for wildlife and a community hub that values resourcefulness and environmental stewardship.